She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Hope you like our driving-themed songs. These are songs that I grew up with. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can also tweet me at Bruce Salin. We have a special guest today, Adam Cohen, also known by his Twitter handle as Data Rocks, D-A-D-A Rocks. And you can also find him at his website, his blog, which is datarocks.com. He is calling us all the way from New York, where I had the pleasure of actually meeting him in person a few weeks ago. Welcome to the Bruce Salin Show, Adam.
How you doing, Bruce?
I am doing excellent, and I am really excited and pleased to have you on the show. We have been veering off topic this show, and my previous guest, Pastor Drew Sams, talked all about an amazing trip that he's leading to Brazil. And rather than talk about driving and teenagers, given that your kid is, I think, about to drive a tricycle, given his age, is that about right? Are we tricycle?
Yeah, he actually likes to drive those little like Escalade cars that have the battery pack that make a move.
Oh, you've gotten him one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
we got him into one of them. We haven't owned one. We small apartment in New York City. So, but he definitely loves driving it when he goes to visit friends and families that have it.
Do you make him wear a helmet, or do you put him through training or any driver's ed?
Not so much on that, because we kind of do it in such an open space that it's, you know, no helmet really needed.
Okay, but what about drinking and driving? Is he allowed to drive after soda?
Yeah. So soda, milk, water. He's okay.
Okay, it doesn't get a little too crazy then, huh?
Right. Well, we try not. We limit the craziness.
Okay. I know you don't limit your own craziness, because I've met you. And I actually, you showed me New York, and if I hadn't had my 14-year-old son with me, I think we would have been out all night.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably a good bet.
But you certainly gave him a wonderful show. Listen, as a fellow dad blogger, and as someone who is generationally a couple years behind me, to put it nicely, I'd love your thoughts on what it's like being a dad today and what got you into writing and talking about being a dad, and anything that you'd care to express to start off with.
All right. Well, I guess the biggest thing from our generational differences is that when you were going through babies and the early stages of parenting, there wasn't anything even close to a $1,000 stroller. So that's one of the major differences. Like, we have to deal with, like, should we get the Bugaboo? Do we get the Stokey? Do we get the, you know, do we get this one? Do we get that one? And, you know, so it's become a really interesting space of, like, how much do you need the Cadillac of strollers versus just having a stroller?
Well, you just talked about the Escalade a play car. All I had when I grew up was a radio flyer, which we had to pull.
When I grew up, we had the Matchbox. You know, we did have the Matchbox cars that did move, but I think the technology in these new ones are so far superior. You know, like really, when I was a kid growing up, you just hit a little stick in the road, and that was it. The car would be done, and the battery would be drained. Now, I'm telling you, my son got in this Escalade and was like going over bricks and going over mountains and digging into the dirt and sand. It was like, I'm like, wow, I want one of these.
Just the fact that you said Escalade for a car for a three-year-old just cracks me up. Actually, you and your son and I represent three generations. I grew up in the 50s. You grew up in what, the 80s?
In the 80s.
Okay, and your son is growing up in the 2010s.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 30 years apart, and the differences are extraordinary. I mean, I'm an old guy for the blogosphere. You are way in the center of it, and that, too, is different. You're growing up your son is growing up with you being technologically savvy. I'm struggling to keep up.
He's growing up being technologically savvy. You know, that's one thing that we sit there and talk about. Like, when I look at my father, who is probably very comparable to your age, and having my son – you know, but I look at it like that, where it's like, you know, my son at 3 years old knows inside and out how to use an iPad.
Seriously?
How crazy is that?
That is amazing. Does he have his own phone yet?
Well, we have a number and we have a phone that sits by his bed that is reserved for him. But, you know, I'm one of these big believers of reserving the space, right? Because I, you know, when you start thinking about all of the population booms and that we're running out of phone numbers in America and we keep creating new phone numbers, I kind of wanted him to have a phone number early on. I have an email address early on for him. I have a, you know, website URL for him.
You have his website already?
Yeah, he's got his URL name, he's got his Twitter handle, he's got a Facebook page, and, you know, make sure they're updated so they don't get used.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. As my audience knows, I don't tend to pre-rehearse with my guests, so I had no idea what I'd get with having you on other than a fun time. That's just crazy. I love it. I love it. What else? I mean, one of the things, the talk I had when we met in New York, I mean, the talk that I gave was about what I felt was some of the discrimination that I felt when I was a stay-at-home dad, and especially when I was a single dad. Again, what do you feel generationally might be different as you're now doing it almost 10 years after I did it?
Well, I think differently now is that the big thing is going to be that, you know, I guess the big difference is a generation ago, in my mind, it wasn't expected that you'd do all so much, right? Like, it was expected that you'd go to work, have a 9-to-5, come home, play with the kids when you come home a little bit, but you'd still, like, have your guy time, and then on the weekends you'd have, you know, some family time, but you'd have a little bit of time to recoup on your own before going back to work the next week, whether it was playing softball or doing golf or tennis. But there was, I remember my dad always having a little bit of more alone time. You know, and he wasn't so involved in, like, the active, you know, young childhood processes as much as I am. And I think that's something that I hear a lot of parents, like, a lot of modern dads talk about. It's like, well, my dad, you know, was, like, a little bit hands-on. Like, yeah, he coached some of the sports, and, yeah, he was there. But, you know, my grandfather didn't even touch us. You know, like, when you hear about the grandfather's perspective, it's like, oh, yeah, he came home, he put his feet up, the kids kind of ran around the house, he went upstairs, laid down, and that was his day. You know, like, he wasn't as interactive. So I think just the idea of, like, some of the women's movement and some of the women's lib that has pushed guys into being much more active fatherhood and being more hands-on, I think that's really kind of changing. I definitely see it from my perspective, is that I want to be involved. I want to be doing more with my kids and my family at the same time. I would love to have my wife sit there and be like, well, you know, you could have a little break, but that's not going to happen, because as soon as I get a little break, it's going to be like, no, you have to do the laundry. You have to go do the food shopping, you know, like... That's, yeah, because she just wants a little bit of a break. So I think it's a little bit more of a fair and balanced kind of act going on now.
Yes, no, I understand. How long have you been married?
Well, I have a 3-year-old, so we've been married 4 years.
So did you have this kind of conversation, you know, as around the time you were getting married, engaged, and planning a family, that you were going to divide
all
this?
Lies. All lies.
Ah, who was lying?
When we got married, when we were talking about getting married, she's like, "Oh yeah, I want to stay in the workplace. I want to have a kid and, you know, go back to my job." As soon as she was pregnant, I'm done working. I don't want to work anymore.
Ah, very interesting.
So I think that's also a common theme about some of the modern women, are that they sit there and they want to be modern women, and then as soon as they do have a kid, they sit there and be like, "Well, you know, being home and raising my kid is definitely something that I do want to do." And I think that when you get into that position of, like, do you want to go back to work or do you want to stay at home? Do you want to have someone else raise your kids? I think then all of a sudden a lot of emotion, a lot of, you know, feelings start changing and reordering themselves, as, you know, you've never had anything like this to compare to.
You know, so what's interesting is you're talking very much from the somewhat conservative family values position that I believe in, which is you're actually suggesting that men and women are different, and that women might, in fact, have that maternal instinct a little greater than men might have the paternal instinct. Not in a derogatory way, just that we're different.
Well, you know, there's that old saying, that's why the kids look like the dads when they're first born, so they don't run.
I love it. We are actually out of time, Adam, but tell our listeners, again, I did at the beginning, but any place that you want them to go to find you.
Well, you can find me at dadarocks.com, so dadarocks.com, and you can also find me at latenightparents.com.
And your Twitter is dadarocks, correct?
Yep, absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at dadarocks, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/dadarocks.
Well, this is a guy that knows his tech, as you can tell. He says that stuff the way I talk about baseball scores. Thank you, Adam. It's been a pleasure. I really hope you'll join us again.
Absolutely.
All right. It's time for a break. We will be back with some closing remarks. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark? You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. That's all.